Mix 94.1. Hello.
Hi, this is Rob Naylor.
Hey, Rob, how are you today, man?
Good, brother. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you for calling. Thank you for checking out the station, for checking out the website, and just to give everybody some context, Rob, I know you are calling me right now about an article I wrote. That, you know, you have taken some points of contention with, and I'm glad that you're able to call up and kind of discuss this with me. I will just read the title of it, and I'll give you your opportunity to kind of speak your truth and what you've got, what on your mind. I wrote an article entitled Why the Massillon Tigers Are Called Paper Champions, and Rob, you took a lot of issue with that. You want to explain yourself?
Well, I think the paper champion thing, I mean, we all know that can be a little abrasive to us over there. I mean, We understand that we have not won the playoff title. We get that. I think like some of the better part of a story for that community, for us as a community over there, is, you know, why 30,000 people are so passionate about one school and have been that way for what, century now. You know what I mean?
To me, that's a
good, a better story, a more positive story than, you know, why we've fallen short. I mean, I'm sure there can be multiple reasons why people think we may have fallen short. You know, I'm sure everybody has an opinion.
Sure, sure. And Rob,
I
just want to make something clear to you. I'm not writing this article as a Canton McKinley fan. I know that that was a part of it, that this felt like a hit job against the Tigers. But I just want to make this, you know, clear to the people who are listening and everything. And nowhere in this article do I say the Massillon Tigers are paper champions. The title is Why the Massillon Tigers Are Called Paper Champions. And the reason I wrote it, Rob, is because a lot of people in the area might not necessarily be aware of that. And, you know, it seems like everybody has a front row seat to the rivalry, but there's a lot of people in Canton and Massillon and certainly beyond in Stark County who this isn't their be all end all. This isn't the biggest thing that they have going on. So I thought just giving some context, because we hear the term yelled a lot. And, you know, when I moved to Stark County, you know, people were like, oh, the Tigers are paper champions. I had no idea what they were talking about. So that was my intention, not necessarily to say that they are. And like I said, nowhere in this article do I say they are. I'm just kind of explaining what is meant by it.
I guess us over there was, I guess we meant that as inferred, and most of the people that are football followers around here are 100% aware of that. I mean, like, you know, our, you know, Hoovers, Perry, Jackson, style, you know, all the schools around here. I mean, everybody likes to take that pot shot at us and, you know, give us a little bit of business, you know, for falling short, you know, but, you know, I wish that somebody would write an article or delve into the actual program and the community and the reasons why that we are like we are. You know what I mean? We do it as a sense. Our community really comes together. I mean, I mean that in the best sense possible, because it brings everybody. Like, you could be purple with green antennas if you got a Massillon shirt sitting in them Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. You're a Tiger. You know what I mean? And I think that's the bigger story is, you know, why is this place like it is?
Well,
you know, why are we so passionate? Why are we so crazy about, you know, the program and stuff? And it's not so much living in the past. It's more of like, we feel like it's our job to continue a legacy of something that, you know, it's been on national TV. It's been national magazines. It's been, you know, through the country with legacy guys like Paul Brown, Chris Spielman, you know, and then up now we got Garyon Conley, Thayer Mumford, you know, got guys that are, you know, continuing this. And then when you have a guy like Nate Moore that's leading that, that's led it with such class and dignity and, you know, has done it the right way, you know, I wish that somebody, maybe yourself or somebody, would come over, do that, and investigate that, and say, okay, let's dig into why are these people so crazy over here?
Well,
let's find out that reason, instead of maybe saying, hey, you know, they're paper tire champions, this is why. You know what I mean?
I never said they are paper champions. I threw out the article, and I mean, I'll just, you know, kind of read the first line of the article to you. Regardless if you're a fan of them or not, the Maslin Tigers have established themselves as the powerhouse of Stark County High School football. So I guess that's where a little bit of my confusion came in is, you know, nowhere in this article do I insult the Tigers. And like, I genuinely agree with you, Rob. And during Maslin McKinley week, I spoke about it numerous times on the radio that the community support of Maslin is truly something special. It's something that McKinley lacks. And the lack of identity that McKinley has, I attribute to the lack of community support that they have. Now, of course, the Bulldogs are fighting adversity and they've overcome a lot this year. And, you know, I live in Canton. I own a home in Canton. I work in Canton. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a Bulldogs fan. But at the end of the day, I want to see kids in Stark County succeed. I want to see the kids that live in my listening area, the kids that you know, that go to the schools, that live in the work and play in the same place as I do. I want them all to succeed. So I don't care if you're the Marlington Dukes cross country team. I don't care if you're the Canton McKinley Bulldogs. I don't care if you're the Maslin Tigers. I don't care who you are. I want our kids to succeed. And that's way more important to me than like, well, I live in Canton and this is the high school I'm going to support. So like, I just, you know, I know a lot of people felt the same way of you, that this was a shot at the Tigers. And I can only speak on my own intentions. That was never meant to be. And I would encourage you to check out the other Maslin Tigers articles that I've written on our website. You know, one of them that I wrote was 5 facts about Maslin versus McKinley. And, you know, the first thing I write about is Maslin dominates the series. It's not even a close call. So it's like, I'm not writing from this slanted perspective of a Bulldogs fan who's telling you Maslin's terrible. They're all a bunch of, you know, jerks over there. No, not at all. I want to see kids in our area succeed. And Rob, I said this in the beginning of the year, week one of the Stark County High School football. I hope Maslin does it this year, dude. I genuinely do. I think it's huge that Nate Moore had 81 wins. And I think the idea of Jalen Slaughter leading that team into a state title after everything they've gone to, I think it would be fantastic. But once again, that's because I want kids in my area to succeed. I'm not going to let some rivalry be like, you know, make me a hater of teenagers. That just feels wrong to me.
Oh no, and I don't so much think of that. I mean, I have a lot of McKinley friends. It's kind of almost kind of cool how many friends I have over there.
Sure.
And I don't really think I took it as a Bulldog trying to slap a Tiger. I took it more as just because we've heard it so much. You know what I mean? We understand. We get it. We understand it. It's probably, and let's you know, let's call it what it is. It's a little bit of an open wound that we would like to fix someday. You know, I think we have a really good chance the next couple of years here. I think that it, you know, if you didn't mean it to be a little bit of a stab, then I know a lot of all the Maslin guys that I talk to, we would apologize 100% and not want to. The last thing we want is people to have animosity towards us when it comes to how we feel about this team. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just the program. We really, really try to do the right thing, and our program is the way we treat other teams and everything, the way we try to treat other people around here. It's not a us against the world thing that we want to do. It just feels that way because I think we'll also call it what it is. I think there's some jealousy from the neighboring schools that we are this as successful as we are. And I think that kind of plays into it a little bit also. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely think there's a rivalry at place. And of course, like I said in the article, the Maslin Tigers are the powerhouse of Stark County High School football. It's been years since they've lost to McKinley. It's really been years since they've lost to any Stark County team. And I mean, that's undeniable. And it's addressed, you know, time and time again in that article. So, you know, I guess the thing I would say is that, like, I know that this is a tough subject. And when I wrote this article, I knew that there was going to be a chance for people to take it offensively. And that's why I really spent a lot of time making sure that at no point do I ever say the Maslin Tigers are. They're called. There's claims that they are. Let's investigate them. Let's look at that. And I agree with you. There are definitely people who know the stories and who know it. But and to be honest with you, the person I kind of looked at and when I wrote this article is like my wife. You know, she's a Fairless graduate and she knows Stark County High School football, but she doesn't know it. And I know that people like that exist. And I wanted to give some sort of clarity of when you hear this, why are they being called this? Now, when I acknowledge, here's the, what is it, 24, 21 state championships, I 24. say 24. I say these are state championships. At no point do I say that these don't count or anything like that. So, you know, I guess the best thing I can say to you, Rob, I hope in, what is it, 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, I hope this argument's over. I 4 weeks. All right, you got the countdown, dude.
Right.
I hope in 4 weeks, I genuinely hope this argument, that this talking point is over. I hope the Tigers get it done, and honestly, I hope we can kind of put this behind us.
No, I appreciate that very much. I mean, I hope, you know, my wife is not from around here. She's from West Holmes and in that area down there. So, I mean, she wants to root for All-Star County teams. That's how she's been.
Right.
Now she's come up here and experienced some of the massive stuff and experienced some of the, let's say, rib shots or a little bit of hate thrown at, a little shade thrown at us. She's like, wow, I can't believe everybody gets this upset with you guys. Because she's another one that never really understood it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And once she kind of lived through it here over the last, you know, 7 years of me, and she's like, wow, I didn't really get it. You know, this was like this way that you guys that were that, you know, hated is a kind of a word, but that's, you know, I'd use it for this purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and she sees the shade, and then she's like, she goes, that's the one I ever saw, you know, why not one before I met you? I just rooted for county teams. That's all I cared about. I said, yeah. I said, this is kind of what happens to us. Maybe that's, we are sensitive, and we see an article like yours, like, hey, you know, what's this guy doing? You know what I mean? It's not. It's probably the sensitivity level of, you know, us finally getting over the hump. But I guess the best thing about it is that what you'll always get from a Massillon person is that our season might end this Friday. Okay.
Sure.
But I guarantee you come beginning, you know, as soon as the time is to start football, everybody right back on the bandwagon.
No, 100%. When that clock hits 0-0-0, the next season starts. And honestly, I respect that. Like I said, I think you guys are an amazing fan base. I think that the community support is just unparalleled. So, Rob, honestly, fingers crossed you guys get it done this year. Is there anything else you wanted to add? Is there anything that you wanted to say?
No, I appreciate you giving me time to talk about that. And maybe if you can see your way through to do it. Maybe do an article about, okay, why are these people this crazy over here?
I will take that into consideration, Rob. And honestly, I'll hit you with it to end off the conversation. TIG.
ERS.